listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about love that's more than just words. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, where we read, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." It's always easier to talk the talk than to walk the walk. We can say we love God all day long, but how can it really be seen in our life? It's especially easy for someone to proclaim their love for God because that is more of a private relationship with a God who can't be seen in the material world. But here, John rightly insists that our claim of loving God is false if we do not also love our brother. And that's a love that can be seen. By this crucial measure, Jesus said that the world could measure our status as disciples by the measure of our love for one another. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, "By this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We have a commandment to love. Though love springs forth from our abiding relationship with God, and it comes from our being born of Him, there is also an essential aspect of our will involved in loving other people. Therefore, we are commanded to love our brothers and sisters in the family of God. Being born of God and abiding with Him gives us the ability to love, but it is a choice of our will to draw upon that resource and to give it out to others. So here we are given a command to love. He who loves God must love his brother also. Therefore, the excuse, "I just can't love that person," or other such excuses, are invalid. If we are born of him and are abiding in him, the resources for love are there. It's up to us to respond to his command with our will and our whole being. We can also learn how to love God by loving people. One might say, "I want to love God more. How can I grow in my love for Him? But how can I love a God who's invisible?" God would say to that person, "Learn to love me whom you cannot see by loving my children whom you can see." Show someone love to God by loving someone else today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.